This is Dave with Fast Moves.
Hey Dave, how's it going? This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Busy.
Oh, you're busy?
What can I do for you?
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer the bank mailed out to your business about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. It looks like the offer was based on some previous financing you had done. Does that ring a bell?
What bank?
We know it's one of our affiliates, and it looks like it was for some working capital.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't opened much mail lately.
Okay, no worries. I understand.
What
Well,
sort of interest rate?
the thing is we have multiple programs, so there's a couple different things that we have to offer. It kind of depends on whether you're looking for, equipment financing or whether you're going towards working capital. There's a few different factors that go
No,
into that.
it would be more equipment financing.
It'd be equipment financing? Okay. Well,
Yeah,
that's the
I'm paying too much for truck rental. I'm paying too much for truck rental. It's killing me.
Oh, really? Well,
I
that's
need
a
another
bummer.
truck.
You do need another truck? Okay. Well,
Well,
how
I'm
much?
sitting here looking at $6,000 worth of rental invoices. Yeah, I
Oh,
need another truck.
yeah, that's definitely looking a little bit rough then. So, yeah, there's a few different factors that tie into that equipment financing to really figure out a, an exact rate for you. So, I mean, if you want to follow through in the process, we have a very simple one-page application and then just a few other little, small stipulations to figure out a perfect rate for you. So, if you're interested in that,
I'd say it just depends. I tried to finance the last truck I bought through Penske, and the one company was going to lend me like 17 on 24, which was actually like 26,000 by the time tax tag and title. But
Yeah, okay.
they were going to lend me 17, but counting the loan origination fee, they wanted an extra 7,000 payback in 3 years, and they wanted $1 million liability policy on the truck, which would have cost me
Wow.
essentially about another $4,000 a year for insurance.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
So I
that's
would have
definitely a lot.
it would have actually cost me about $19,000 to borrow 17 for 3 years, which is really kind of stupid.
Yeah, no, I bet.
So I paid cash for it.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Well, hey, I actually have somebody here who actually kind of specializes in the trucking business. So, do you mind if I transfer you over to somebody who has a little bit more information for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here, just hold on one moment for
You
me.
caught me at a good time for a change, because I'm not extremely busy. I'm busy, but not extremely.
Hi, is this Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. My name's Sam. I'm working over here with Russell. He's still a little new, so I thought I'd get on and give you some good
Sure.
info. Says you're looking for to add another truck. Is that the case?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind
Yeah,
of
I'm
truck are
sitting
we
here
talking?
looking at six. I'm sitting here looking at $6,000 worth of rental invoices.
Oh, so right now you're renting and you want to go ahead and purchase it?
I'm not renting all the time. I'm just renting when I'm really busy.
Oh, okay. When the
But
workload gets a little larger.
I could use another truck.
Okay, I see. Now,
Yeah.
what type of truck are we talking?
Basically a 24-foot, 24, 26-foot Penske truck, which is what I bought the last time from Penske. That's what I rent from Penske.
Oh, so
One
do you
twelve.
do, is it moving that you do?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. And then are you looking to buy the truck new or used?
No, used. I wouldn't buy it.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
I don't know if I'd buy anything new anymore. I'm older. I'm a little smarter.
there you go. It works the same with the nice price break, right?
No, my last two personal vehicles I bought basically a year old off
Okay.
lots,
Yeah, nice. That's how I got my car too, less than a year.
and saved. Let's see. I got the Sebring convertible for, what was that? About 15, 5, 16,000, with about a $26,000 sticker.
There you go.
And I got my pickup for 15 that's stickered for 24.5. So I'll let somebody else bite that $8,000 to $10,000 bullet.
It's a good move. It's a good move. Okay.
No, it's, seriously, it is.
No, no, I know. That's how I got my car too. I actually got mine with. I got it. It was about a year old and only had about 25,000 on it. And I got it for about half the price of what it was going for.
Yeah, the convertible. The convertible had like 14,000 miles on it, and when I got my pickup, and I bought the 06 Dodge pickup in November of 06. It had 7,700 miles on it.
Oh, that's not too bad. That ain't too bad at all.
It's almost new.
Yeah.
It that's, smelled new.
it's almost better than new. It's broken in. Okay.
Yeah, it was just the fact of the cost savings. Now, trucks are the same way. I mean,
sure.
Big trucks, you know. I bought from Penske because they maintain their trucks probably better than some of the other fleets do.
Yeah.
They offer a warranty with it, some warranty, additional warranty if you want to purchase it, and you can see the maintenance records. So,
not bad. Now, have you been looking for any right now, or, you know, just opportunities there you'll jump
looking.
On?
I've been too busy, but I would probably go through them again, even though their purchase process is kind of inane.
Oh, really?
In the fact that I didn't even see this damn truck until I went to pick it up.
Oh, wow, that's a leap of faith, man.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess they have the name they can stand behind, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I probably could have drove down. I saw pictures of it, of course.
Sure.
But, you know, I was pretty sure what I was getting because I was renting the same thing pretty much every day.
Oh, yeah. You've got a pretty good idea of what it is. Do you know about what a used Penske would go for?
Yeah, I got that one for 24, about 26,000 out the door. So it's probably going to be in that range, I would say 26 to 30.
Okay. All right. And then do you know, if we're talking that range, do you have any idea of what your
I'd go a year newer with probably a different transmission.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay. All right. Any idea on what your monthly
2012 2013 International.
Okay, yeah. So it sounds like you got a pretty good idea of at least what you're looking for. I mean,
yeah, well, I bought this truck with 145,000 miles on it, but for a diesel engine, that's only 40% shelf life.
Yep. Yep.
Should get 400,000.
Yeah, I believe it.
If you maintain it right.
Well, that's
maybe
the key.
More.
That's the key. Okay, what type of work do you normally do? Is it, I mean, what are your usual customers look like?
Residential, pretty much all residential moves and small office moves.
Oh, okay.
Local and in-state.
Do you guys do the moving yourself, or do they rent the trucks from you?
No. We do it ourselves.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, nice. All right. And then, let's see. So, you know, my understanding of the situation is, you know, you could use another truck if it's there. Don't have necessarily a specific one picked out, but if we're able to get some financing in place for you, let you know what we're able to approve you for, give you a total amount that you can shop with, you might be able to work with.
Don't get me wrong. I could probably go buy it cash, but that's that's a lot of cash flow. And
it's a hit on the cash flow, yeah. Which is exactly what.
Well, I've got other things. You know, going on too. I've got, you know, my property and some things there. I just don't want to, you know.
Sure.
I want to keep a certain amount of cash.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, that's the reason why business is financed. Yeah. You can spread it out over a longer period of time. Get it in place. Let it cash flow. You know. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you know what? I'd love to kind of let you see what we can do for you. What we can do is get you approved kind of just based on a ballpark cost, you know, and then give
you what I would pay you would be a lot less than what I'm paying for rental.
Absolutely. I mean,
no, yeah, when I rent a big truck for a week and a certain amount of mileage, I'm seeing close to $800 a week rental bills.
Oh, wow. So on something like 26, here, give me a second. Because, you know, typically our terms, we can go out 5 years on it, even on the used pieces. So if you're talking 26, yeah, your monthly payments are going to be a whole lot less than that $800 a week.
Right? Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm talking...
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking on 26 on a 5-year term without the interest involved. So without the interest, it's about $430 a month. Add some interest, you're talking maybe $500 a month, and you're still way under that.
Yeah, well, I'm talking a week.
Yeah. I'm talking a month with the $500.
No. The larger trucks in Penske cost me $128.40 a day before I drive it.
Oh man.
At all. It usually runs about 150 a day.
Wow.
So the only positive there is once you do it for 5 days, they give you the other two free.
Sure. But that's still five. I mean, yeah, you're...
So you're 5 days, 150 a day, about 750 a week to rent.
Yeah.
And of course, if I buy another truck, my insurance is going to about double, but...
Yeah, there's some other costs in there.
That I know too, and the maintenance and the upkeep that I don't have now.
Sure. Now, how about this? What is your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
No, I'm self-employed, man. I've been self-employed forever. What's credit?
Yeah. No, I got you on
no,
that.
No, seriously. I go into the bank and they say, "What do you net on your tax return every year?" Do I really want to net a lot in my tax return?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I know how it is. I mean, we actually
it's a catch 22. No,
yeah,
the self-employed are like lepers to the bank. Yeah.
No, I know it, and actually,
I know how banks are. You know,
yeah,
it's
no,
true. If you can go to the bank and absolutely positively prove that you don't need the money, they'll be glad to lend it to you.
Yeah, if you don't need it, right. Second you need it, then no thanks. No, okay.
So, you know, I really haven't financed a whole lot. But, you know, my own bank just gave me, it was back in the spring. First they gave me a personal credit card, and then a business credit card.
Hmm.
And
well, you got something going right
now. Kind of more at their insistence than mine, and I actually thought my credit wasn't that good.
Well,
but the bank said, well, if they gave you that credit card with that kind of limit, you've usually got over 700 score, which I really didn't think was the case at the time. But.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, if that's where you're at, you know, financing shouldn't be a problem for a used truck. That's something we can do all day.
No. Yeah, it's just at what rate? That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, typically,
you know, I really don't want to pay, you know, 15-17%.
Yeah, no. Typically, we start in the mid single digits, especially on something like, you know, solid collateral. That's going to play that plays a role into what type of rate you get, the type of collateral that there is, right? So trucks are pretty traditional. So what I see there,
yeah,
is we
got,
start mid single digits. I think I did like
a
7%.
I've got a title to the one I've already got, so.
Okay.
So it's not like I, you know, don't have, you know, property and other property and equity as well. So.
Sure. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. What's a good email address? I can send you some information. Like basically, it's just an application, and then we can tell you exactly what rate you would qualify for.
Okay.
Here, give me a second. Let me write this down. All right. Go ahead with the email.
Dave's Fast Moves at Gmail.
Is that Dave Fast Moves?
D-A-V-E-S Fast Moves.
Got it. At Gmail?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now with the application.
You haven't even asked what I'm grossing. I thought that one would come up a lot quicker.
Well, I mean, if we're talking equipment, I mean, your gross isn't a huge factor. Really, it's just going to be that you have able to get a return on it. What do you gross? That'll help me. Or actually, like your top line. So yeah, top line. So gross annual sales.
Oh, well, it's gone up considerably in the past year.
Nice.
Let's put it this way. The last 4 months is like $175,000.
Oh, in the last four alone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's no problem, then. That's no problem.
You know, it wasn't that good. I've gotten a couple of sites that, finally got smart, got old, and quit actually doing the work, and decided to start sitting behind this desk and work on getting the work.
Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Only problem is it took to 58 years old to realize that.
But, faster than some.
I've close to quadrupled my business.
Nice. So do you have any idea, if you did get another Penske, what type of revenue that would make you each month?
Well, it's revenue pretty much I'm already making. It's just I wouldn't have the rental fees.
Yeah, you would clear a little more, cutting down those rental fees.
Yeah, it would just be, the additional insurance and maintenance and upkeep and the payments, of course.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let me send you the email with the application, and let's put something together for you, see if we can get something that makes sense. If we get something that's going to come in a whole lot less than what all those fees are going to add up to, we can factor in the cost of maintenance, all of that too, make sure it makes sense. And if it does, let's get you another truck and let you make some more money.
Yeah, no, year to date, I'm probably $335,000.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and send you the email right now. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions or anything about it, you can shoot me an email. You can give me a call, too.
No, I'm just basically looking at what to let me borrow and what I got to pay back and the rate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can get you like hard solid numbers in about a day.
Down payment too, that's not a problem.
Yeah, and actually the programs, we don't require a down payment, and we actually have some that we do kind of like a deferred payment where you can get it for 90 days before you start making payments. If you want to put a down payment, it's something we can work out too, if we want to just kind of tweak what we're working with the monthly payments too. So we can work with you and find something that makes sense.
All right,
perfect. So I'm going to send it out to you now. I'll probably give you a call maybe tomorrow just to check in, make sure you got everything, okay?
All right.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time, Dave.
You're welcome.